we were interested in whether maternal caregiving behavior, in this case breastfeeding, could also induce epigenetic effects in the baby. Epigenetics is how the environment can affect which genes are expressed. So, you know, our genotype does not change throughout the lifespan, but our epigenome can, and it's influenced by how the environment can turn on or off certain genes.
That was Elizabeth Conrad, an assistant professor in developmental psychology at the University of Utah. Conrad and her collaborators in Rhode Island researched how breastfeeding influenced the production of the stress hormone cortisol, which is the hormone responsible for the flight or fight instinct.
The way that we looked at cortisol reactivity was in response to the still face paradigm, which is an experimental paradigm in which the mom first plays with the baby, and then we ask her to put on what's called a still face or a poker face. She doesn't respond to the baby. She doesn't talk to the baby. And this lasts a maximum of 2 minutes. This is a stressor, a mild social stressor for the baby. We know that. And it's a way for us to understand how that baby's stress response system is developing.
Conrad found that mothers who breastfed their babies at higher rates showed lower levels of systematic stress.
So we found that breastfeeding was associated with epigenetic effects in the baby at 5 months of age. And these epigenetic effects were related to how the degree of stress hormone cortisol was in the baby. We think that this could be related to maybe a baby that is more reactive in response to changes in the environment or changes in mom's mood.
According to Conrad, there's still a lot of research to do, but she says this study further emphasizes the importance of an early mother-infant relationship. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Heger.